to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Yay! See, I did it that time.
You did it so well.
But it's like you're trying to fool me. Because you say you're ready, and I don't know that that means it's time to do the intro. You should.
It's not like we've done this 60 or 70 times.
You've got to be more explicit. I'm sorry.
You ready for what? I thought you meant ready for more wine.
That's what I thought.
Speaking of, no. So here we are in Joss's lovely living room.
Yes.
Podcasting, you know, with the height of sophistication as we do.
Yes.
We are at the edge of technology. Very edge.
So are.
NASA.
Early adapters.
Is calling us.
They are. It's exactly what we are. Early adapters.
These things called recording booths,
we eschew that. We're too good for that.
Yeah. Bourgeois. It's really showy.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here on her beautiful leather couch, which really is looking quite good despite
Gloria's torn it up. It doesn't look good. You don't have to be nice about it.
It's torn up in secret places. The throw pillows are strategically placed.
Because, you know, it doesn't have cushions. It's just a solid leather couch, and it was beautiful when I got it. But then I got her, and she used to try to hide her cookies in the couch. So she would dig in the couch to kind of like try
and
to
dog. Yeah.
So this is why it looks like this.
I mean, it's distressed. It was
that's
once
a nice word.
Flawless and it is now distressed.
Yes, that's a nice word. That's
we
good.
Have the chair, you know, a recliner in our living room that you've sat in many times. And Luther likes to sit with me next to it. And it was so cute when he was like a 10-pound puppy. Now he's 65 pounds. And he really, the two of us do not fit. So he jams his legs down and he's torn the fabric. But the chair is so comfy.
Well, can't get rid of it.
And he loves sitting there. And so now when Mikayash and I, you know, because eventually we'll need a new chair. So we start shopping now because we're so slow to buy anything. So I'll sit in a chair and I'll say, there's no room for Luther here. He's like, that's good, isn't it? I'm like, no!
No!
What are you talking about?
We need room
Horrible,
for Luther.
Cruel person.
Yeah.
All right, so this week we have a letter, and we're calling this episode Extra, Extra.
Read all about it.
Dear ladies, I have a problem I do not think you've discussed yet on your wonderful podcast, which I listen to every single week.
Thank you.
Yes. I have a friend named Lola.
Not her real name.
We met a few years ago through work. We don't work for the same company, but we work in the same field of insurance. It's not as boring as it sounds.
I never thought that.
Did we judge? We did not judge.
I didn't think that at all.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Is the insurance capital of the world.
Right. And we live in Connecticut.
We absolutely do.
Mad respect.
Here. Yes.
Okay, we're both in our 40s, both married, both have school-age kids. I really like her. She's nice, positive, cheerful, helpful. Her kids are nice, and like my kids. Our husbands do the husband thing of talking about nothing while still having conversations. That is spot on. Lola is thoughtful and appreciative when I watch her kids or give her advice on her job, which she always thanks me for by baking me a cake or cookies.
Wow.
What is the problem here?
That's right? Delicious.
She sounds perfect. Okay, so here's the problem.
Okay.
Our letter writer says. So here's the problem. She's just extra. She calls me, texts me, always wants to get together, confides in me, relies on me, runs things past me. I know I've listened and given advice in the past, and I really do enjoy this person. But I have my friends. She's not in the inner circle, and I know she wants to be so much. That's the problem. Her trying, the cakes, the cookies, the scented candles, the remembering
scented
of my
candles.
Birthday, which not even my sisters do, because our family is so not into that.
Yeah.
But there's Lola with gifts, a special card, email, posting on social media with a shout-out to her fabulous, amazing friend, me.
Wow.
When we have a monthly insurance professional's lunch, she makes sure to sit next to me, compliments me endlessly. She's genuine, but she's just so much.
Mm-hmm.
All good things. But it's like staring into the sun. All that attention has the opposite effect. I want space and have no idea how to tell her. She's so nice, ladies. I don't want to hurt her feelings, but I want her to find her own friends and back off a little. I'd love to see her once in a while, but not nearly as much as she wants to see me. Same with texting, phone calls, emails, DMs. I really like her, but I just can't breathe with all the love. Got any advice? Signed, Smothered.
Well, so that's tough. I did have a situation sort of similar to that years back, as my grandmother would say, with a friend of mine who used to offer to pay my rent if I was complaining about money when we were together. Mm. You know how you just chat with friends about money?
Listeners, she just kicked her dog.
Stop it! Whatever you're doing, stop
it. She says, what? I'm licking my paw.
Like, I want you to stop.
Yeah. Right. If you guys could see, we have to start posting pictures of Glory.
Glory, I want you
to stop. Is glorious, hence her name.
Yeah.
Don't lick your paw. Okay, back to you.
Yeah.
So this friend would offer to pay rent?
Yes, absolutely. Ooh, and other things, I mean, yeah. She would, as this listener is mentioning, she would just do way too much.
Yeah.
And it was uncomfortable for me. So if I was complaining, oh, money is so tight this week, this happened, I had to get new car tires, blah.
Right. Well, just talking about life.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, do you need me and my husband to help you pay your mortgage? We could do that. It's really a little too much.
Yeah. That's, we talk about boundaries all the time. It's like, no.
Right.
I don't want to be indebted to you at financially, all.
This
emotionally.
Is not why I'm doing this. Yeah. And it was always like that with her. She and her husband are the loveliest people in the world.
Yeah.
They are salt of the earth, fantastic people. Yeah. And I definitely wanted them in my life. I didn't want this.
Yeah.
And so one day, and this was years ago before I became the enlightened person that you see before you. one day we were at Starbucks and we were sitting in her car in the parking lot drinking coffee. And I said to her, you know, you do this thing. And I explained all of the things that she did. And I said, you need to know that you don't, because I felt like she was trying to buy me. Oh. I was like, you don't have to do that to be my friend. We're friends. Yeah. Can you not trust in that and let all of this go?
Yeah.
And she did.
Yep.
She did. So maybe, I can't remember what she called herself.
Smothered.
Maybe Smothered, you could try something like that. Just an honest conversation, as you always mention, mm-hmm. Kristen, about you're going way up overboard. We're friends. It's done. You don't have to do anything more than that.
Yeah.
And you could try that.
Yeah. It's interesting. I related to this both from Smothered's point of view and also Lola's point of view.
Oh, really?
Because, like, take, for example, my poor beleaguered neighbors, right? The twins' parents.
Oh, but you love them so much.
Well, I do.
Yes.
I thought, what? 1.5-year-old twins are moving into my best friend's former house. I'm in.
Yes.
Hooray.
Yes.
If they had to sell their house and move, at least they brought me twins, right? So we went over with a plate of cookies and like all 18 of our phone numbers written down. Cell phone, Terrence's cell phone, you know, the children's cell phone. And said, like, we love children. And, you know.
Not sounding creepy at all.
Here's the cookies. Can I hold your babies? You know. And they were scared as they should have been. My kids, as I've said many times, my kids call me creepy baby lady because of my inability to not like reach out for the children. And so we're like, you know, if you need babysitting, and they said, you know, we're really private people.
Thank God.
They said, right, we're really private people, but thank you.
Uh-huh.
Until they needed some help with the kids. And suddenly they discovered, like, oh, they're not creepy. They're pretty great, you know? And, it, like, what happened that one of them had to go to the hospital. It wasn't anything major, but he had to go to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And could we come over and take care of the kids? And, of course, I could. Like, I'm so good at in this moment.
Yes.
I went over. The kids were bathed, fed, read to. I folded the laundry.
You
I
cleaned
did laundry.
The house.
I called you and said, can I clean the kitchen? Do I have your permission?
And I said, yes, you
to
can.
To clean the kitchen.
Yes.
So I'm that extra friend, too. But I try to only do it when it's needed.
Yeah.
You're going to spend all day in the hospital. You don't have to clean up your dishes from breakfast when you get home at 10 o'clock that night.
Right.
And I've, you know, I've done that for other friends and it's always been appreciated. But I'm also that person who likes to be open and available to everybody.
Yeah.
And I have my inner circle of friends, mm-hmm. and, you know, being in the business that we're in, and being as, like, open and public as I am, I do attract a lot of people who want to be buds, and a lot of them are.
Mm-hmm.
But...
not everybody.
But, and not everybody gets to come into the inner circle mm-hmm. of you and Renwick. I mean,
you have to have some sort of right. privacy yeah. and boundary. And,
yeah. yeah. I mean, I know, you know, other authors that I'm quite friendly with, but I'll never be their best friend.
Right.
You know, because they've had those best friends for 30 years.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, thank you, but your services are not required. But it'd be great to have dinner next yes. time you're in town.
Yes, yes.
And I think, you know... it's hard to tell someone, I like you, we're friends, I enjoy seeing you once in a while,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to be your best friend.
Right.
That is really tricky.
Yeah, yeah.
I have my best friend.
Right.
And I would like to hear less from you. I mean, how do you say that? How do you say that nicely? And I think there's nothing wrong with saying, like, I'm very busy and I just mm-hmm. need a little space. I will... not be as available,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we all have to do that sometimes around mm-hmm. deadline or we're, mm-hmm. you know, just busy with family things or life things. And I think good friends really understand that. They mm-hmm. get it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me mm-hmm. know when you come up for air.
Right. Well, and it's not a problem.
Yeah. So.
But this is tricky because you want to dissuade this person. You don't want to hurt their feelings. You do want to have, like, a kind of an acquaintanceship relationship type with them. Yeah, it is tricky.
You know what? Here's what I would advise. They have that professionals group.
Right.
And it sounds like smothered. She's in her 40s, and so is Lola. Perhaps, smothered, you could, you know, at one of those lunches when Lola plunks down next to you, you could say, you know what? Mm-hmm. I really want you to meet Karen.
Yeah.
You two would really hit it off.
Right.
And I think you'd have a lot in common.
Right.
And kind of matchmake her.
That's a good idea.
With some other people.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I think that would work.
Yeah, I think it's worth a try.
Yeah.
And it's better than the alternative, which is like, you know, I don't really want to be that good of a friend with you.
Yeah.
That's yeah. not really what you want
to
say.
I'm trying to think, like, you know, maybe suggest, like, if there's an insurance professionals group, you say, yeah, you should go to that. Not we should go to that.
Yeah.
You should check that out.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something like that. Just kind of encourage her gently
yeah.
and subtly.
Right.
You know, and also, you know, be able to say, I have a half an hour this week.
Yeah.
Want to get together for a quick cup of coffee?
Right. That's a great idea.
Really half
put some,
an hour.
Yeah, put some limits on your time.
Yeah.
I can chat on the phone for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And
also, like, I am going to be so busy. Let's get together next month.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. I think, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I do think that's a great
idea. And I also think, you know, like, taking your time and responding, you know, creating that space of making sure that, you know, she can see by your response time and returning a call or an email or something, you know, you're not online all day chatting with each other.
Right.
You know, you have other things to take care of. And when you have the time and the energy and the desire, that's when you can get back to her.
Right, right.
And, you know, if she has 17 emails waiting for your one, you don't have to read them all.
You don't have to read them all. I think it's about boundaries, which you talk a lot about in the podcast.
Yeah.
It's about holding your boundaries.
Yeah.
And holding your time very sort of close to the vest. She
yeah.
doesn't need to know your a whole day. It's
yep.
not mapped out for her. And you can tell her, I have an hour. Do you want to get lunch?
Yeah.
And boom.
And then, because you do say how much you enjoy her. And
right.
how, what a wonderful person she sounds like. It's just that she's not going
right.
to, you know, be in the inner circle. I have a wonderful reader who's also become a friend. And when I'm in... her city
mm-hmm.
for a signing, we get together, and she writes to me a lot,
mm-hmm.
almost every day. I think I've mentioned her before, and I love, she has the best sense of humor. She's
mm-hmm.
a wonderful storyteller. She has the funniest take on dating in your 50s and,
mm-hmm.
Being the mother of a grown child. And I really like hearing from her, but I had to write to her one day and just say, you know, I love your emails, but I'm not always able to read them all or mm-hmm. respond to them all. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoy them. Mm-hmm. And she said, I just love chatting with you. It's just like, it's a release for me to be able to send you a funny letter about a date. Mm-hmm. And like, there's a safety in the distance.
Right. You know? Right.
I can tell you.
Right.
I can't tell her because it was,
right,
you know,
right.
And I really appreciate that. I think it's a very unique relationship mm-hmm. where she doesn't mind if I respond to one out of every five of her emails mm-hmm. or if she sends me five paragraphs, I might send her one. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, we've made that very clear mm-hmm. and it works for us both.
I mean, however you manage to do that, I think this is what this Smothered could do also.
Yeah.
Is sort of manage the relationship so it's a little bit more going at her speed.
Yeah.
Smothered speed, not... what was this person's
name? Lola's.
Not Lola's speed.
Yeah.
Because Lola sounds like she's just a little too glommy. Do you know, kind of glommy?
Like a puppy.
Yeah. In a good way, glommy.
Love, and who doesn't love a puppy?
Everybody
right?
loves a puppy.
But puppies can be exhausting.
They can be really tiring.
Yeah, my friend just got two golden retriever puppies.
No.
She called me today and she said, I'm exhausted.
Of course you
They're
are.
They're killing me.
Yes, they are.
And
they will for the next couple years.
I said, it's going to be worth it in the end.
in like a couple years.
Yeah, years from now. We'll look back at this time and laugh. Joss, Smothered gave us a gift.
An EPP. Now it's listen, time. I want to say something. I know you want to announce the EPP, but I want to say something.
I do.
I read this EPP and I thought, Kristen, if you did this, you just have to say it out loud. You can tell me. I'm your friend. You don't have to hide and submit an EPP as if it was from someone else.
Look, do you think that the woman who told the story of the lost tampon
no, it's true.
Would hold back with a mere pedicure issue?
It's true. It's true.
That. Okay. So go ahead and please read our embarrassing personal problem.
I shall. I have an embarrassing personal problem. Smothered added this at the end of her letter. My sister surprised me with a pedicure.
Lovely.
I tried to say no, but she insisted. When I took off my socks, the little tiny pedicurist flinched. You know, that's happened to me. That's not a
listen,
nice thing to happen.
Listen, we've all been there.
We have been there. I have toenail fungus. Yes. I guess some people with my hideous condition get pedicures, but clearly not people with the kind of moldering toes I have. Moldering. I apologized, and she pretended it was okay. But then she began talking to her coworkers in Vietnamese. They do
they
that.
Do.
They
yes,
do that.
They are talking about my
they
friend
are
who
talking
speaks
about
Vietnamese
you.
Has said, oh, yeah.
They are talking about you. And they all casually walked past to see the horror show. And even though I tipped her 25%, I think I'm on some kind of a list. You are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You're on a list.
I'm sorry. My mother is also on the list.
Oh, she really?
Yeah. No. Really? She's so badly behaved at LA Nails that that she can't come in anymore. And that being said, she, you know, it was Christmas time,
right.
And we went, and my mother has what she likes to call crone's claws.
Lovingly.
Like, you know, oh, these crone's claws could, you know, and I said, it'll be fun, and the princess was coming, and we'll do like a three-generation manicure.
Fabulous.
Right, except she immediately sat down and says to the young man who was doing her, whose name tag said James, she said, James, what's your real name? Right. There we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
So it begins.
Right. And, you know, it's like Fong or something.
Yeah, right.
I don't remember. And she's like, just don't cut me. Mm-hmm. And also don't touch me. So he's like, and he's like, you know, he holds up the cuticle clippers. She's like, no, no, what are those? Put those away. And, you know, part of the wonderful experience at this nail salon, which has been voted best in Connecticut year after year.
Right.
Where I am a VIP member.
Right.
Part of it is, while your nails are drying, they massage your shoulders.
I love that part.
Oh, it's the best,
I
right?
love that, yeah.
So, poor James, comes over, and English wasn't great, and so he missed the "don't touch me." So he puts his hand on my mother's shoulders, and she screams. It's like, no, oh, James, I don't want you to do that. I mean, Fong, I don't want you to touch me. And she's chattering away. And then he puts her hands in the hot wax.
You're right.
And she's like, oh, wait, is that going to burn me? Are you going to burn me, James?
She really can't go back there.
She's horrible. So he's like, no, it's fine. It's not going to burn you. You're fine. Everybody does it. So she puts her hand in the wax, and, you dip it like 3 times.
Right.
And then it hardens.
Right.
And then she holds up her hands and she goes, So by now, everyone in the salon is crying with laughter. And my daughter is saying, like, Grammy, that's it. You're never coming again. You're not allowed here anymore. But back to the toes, smothered.
Yes.
I do not have toenail fungus, for one.
Okay.
Jostay.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to sue you for libel. I've got the callus problem.
So do I.
But when I was smothered, when I was listening to your embarrassing personal problem, all I could picture was a tree with those fungus.
Yes! That's awesome.
And, good for you for knowing that you shouldn't go.
Right.
And knowing your boundaries. And shame on your sister for pedicure
shaming
you. That's
right, for shaming you. And good... You did the 25% tip.
Yeah.
That's all you
and
could
just
do,
like,
really.
Oh, now you just have to move.
Yes. You can never go there again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You really can.
You need to move to a different city. Listen, at least your pride will be intact.
I think so. I think that's appropriate.
Thanks for listening to Crappy Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crappy Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends
forever.